This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have much to cover today, as usual. And it's interesting, friends, that other countries are deporting them that American politicians are alluring in. And it's a lesson to learn for the American people. Adrian Stavig, resident of Oslo, said, "The world's largest gang of thugs, murderers, and rapists is masquerading as a religion of peace." I want you to again listen. Adrian Stavig, a resident of Oslo, said, "The world's largest gang of thugs, murderers, and rapists is the masquerading as a religion of peace." He's a resident of Oslo. And I want you to think about this, friends. Other countries are deporting them that American politicians are alluring in, and it's a lesson to be learned. We've just seen that yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, it's so amazing what the American people put up with, it really is. Do you think this stuff would be happening in this country if the American people knew the Word of God and the Constitution? No way. Never in a million years. It was just reported House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, she put the question to the American people, what's the point of enforcing immigration laws while endangering the American people? And it's also interesting to note, friends, a story was just told of another crime of an illegal that was deported five times. A little six-year-old boy went into Baskin-Robbins, was asked by his parents what exactly he wanted. He just said he wanted ice cream. As he's sitting by the glass window, the parents go up and get him the ice cream of his choice. This illegal that was deported five times back to his own country was driving a car illegally in the United States of America, and he kills two people in another car, and that car was plowed into the window that this little six-year-old boy that was waiting for his ice cream from daddy and mommy was killed. He was waiting for his ice cream, and he was killed by an illegal in the United States of America. Folks, this is the tip of the iceberg. I could spend the whole show today talking about the crimes of the illegals. The question, America, you have to ask yourselves is, why are they coming in here? Because you're allowing criminal politicians to allure them into the United States of America. Do you need a point of reference? 1324 U.S. 8 code. Those that allure illegals into the United States of America, regardless of what capacity they sit in the United States government, are to be held accountable for the crimes of those that they allure into the United States of America. But what do you put up with, America? Well, Nancy Pelosi, how many crimes, how many scandals has this criminal been a part of? How many scandals and how many crimes has this actress been a part of? Because that's what they are, friends, in the circus of politics. She asked the question, what's the point of enforcing immigration laws? Who's alluring them into the United States of America? Felons. That's who's alluring them into the United States of America, masquerading as mayors in something that, again, has never been under American law, nor can you find it, something called sanctuary cities. Give me a break, America. During the same time that Nancy Pelosi's asking the question, what's the point of enforcing immigration laws? We have point man Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, a week and a half ago releasing 196,000 illegals back into the cities of America. You know, someone told me the other day, they were asking me the question, well, Bradley, these never Trumpers, these people that are opposing Donald Trump every step of the way, you don't realize, you Trump supporters, that you're the ones that are under attack by the administration that you support. If you would judge him by his fruit, I wouldn't have to spend my time reiterating these points day by day on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. But because you don't want to open up your eyes, I'm going to speak to the people that have their eyes open and their ears open. And I want to tell you something, you Trump supporters. This is why you have zero credibility. When people come to me and say, well, Bradley Dean, are you a never-Trumper? Listen, I will stand with him when he stands with the law. But if he stands against the law to transgress the law that hundreds of thousands have fought, bled, and died magnifying, I'll be the first one to stand against him. That's what a patriot is, America. So we have criminal politicians pushing forth an agenda to overthrow your country again, which is perfect judgment, Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, the reverse order. And then we have point man Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, releasing 196,000 illegals back into the cities of America. And do you, at this point, America, let me ask the question, do you want to judge them by their fruit? Because if you do, then we can have an honest conversation. If not, I know what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with irrationality. And irrationality is like trying to minister medicine to a dead horse. It just doesn't work. But I want to go over to Oslo, Norway, where it's quite a different story. The Conservative reported back in May of 2015... and it's a lesson, by the way, that needs to be learned. Norway, this is the headline. Norway waking up. Norway deports Muslims. Instantly, crime drops 31%. Instantly. Oslo, Norway, the world's largest gang of thugs, murderers, and rapists is masquerading as a religion of peace, says Adrian Stavig, a resident of Oslo. And beginning this past January, the new Norwegian Prime Minister, Erna Solberg, began a program which targets and deports Muslims who have ties to radical groups. I just seen a video on the way home, friends, to the studios, where I was watching a woman that was Iranian-born, and she is westernized. She grew up in America. And she says these people that are coming in wearing their hijabs and they're not here to assimilate, she said they are poisoning the American system. Okay? We're going to come right back to this in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Hi friends, I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just messaging my Top Chat friends over at YouTube right now. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just got picked up by another radio station this morning, KIXZ, which will be Monday through Friday, I believe, 9:40 a.m. in Amarillo, Texas. We want to tell you thank you very much for your trust. That means we are on over 113 radio stations in the United States of America. We appreciate your trust. Again, KIXZ. 9:40 a.m. Amarillo, Texas. Again, thank you for your trust. We appreciate you guys all about loving on the truth here. That's what it's about. Also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to jump on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, under attack again, censorship, illegal censoring, criminal censoring going on in the United States of America, friends, aimed at absolute control over you in a violation of the First Amendment. As well as I shared with you yesterday, got a letter from Gun Owners of America, gun confiscation door-to-door, gun confiscation door-to-door has now begun. Just so you understand that what's going on is totalitarianism, government by force, because you refuse to deal with them. And that's why we're here today. Can't blame anybody else for what you tolerate, America. And the bottom line is that's what we're in, and that's why we're where we're at today. It's because of the American people who fail to take responsibility. Sons of Liberty. Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean as well. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Yesterday we took the time to cover global warming, the hoax, how it's going from bad to worse. I'm going to get to that during the second part of the show today, the third and fourth segment on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I'll get to that in just a moment. I want to cover this because what we're talking about is how other countries are now deporting them that American politicians are now alluring in. And it's a lesson that we all need to learn, America. There's a reason they're deporting them, because they learned the lesson. lesson the hard way. Let me give you some really quick stats here, okay? If you go to Denmark, there's 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. And by the way, don't call me, don't email me about how I'm targeting a certain people. Okay, I'm not doing that. I am targeting with the use of the law and the reference of the law those that are violating American law. You better bet your bottom dollar. And it's interesting how people don't know the difference. We're ruled by law in this country, not by opinion. And the fact of the matter is, friends, this isn't about attacking any particular people. This is about protecting a particular people, namely you, that are under attack by a particular people, just so you know. In Denmark, there's 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in just 6 months. That's equivalent to 780 crimes committed against the people in Germany every single day by Muslim migrants. In Sweden, we have 480,000 sexual assaults committed against the people there in Sweden in just 1 year. 480,000 sexual assaults in just 1 year by guess who, friends? Muslim migrants that refuse to assimilate. 77% of all rapes in Sweden are done by less than 2% of the Muslim population. Did you hear what I said? 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslim are committed in Sweden. Why is the CIA-controlled media handing your country off to these people, friends? In England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. England and in Wales. The UK, which is completely overrun, there's 30 Muslim mayors now over there. Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. Why are they alluring them into their prospective countries, friends? Because they know what they'll do for them. They'll do their biddings for them. Anybody want to challenge what I have to say here, friends? They're mercenaries is what they are. Just like any other tyrant, this is what they do. Just ask King George concerning our forefathers and the Hessians, right? And the savage Indians during that time. 1-866-582-9933. I'm waiting for someone to correct my doctrine here. I'm waiting for someone to correct my facts here, friends. 1-866-582-9933. I just said in the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. Wow. Now just think about it. In America, they're beginning to fill government capacity illegally because they're subversive to the American government. And they're committed to the Quran, which runs antithetical in direct contrast to the Word of God, the Mosaic institution in which America is established on. But it's interesting how they're just there at will, and every single time they want to breathe information. The CIA-controlled media is right there, backing them up. And if you dare speak out against them or the homosexuals or the communist friends, then you know what? We have a serious problem here. This is hate. No. All crime is motivated by hate. These are hate crimes. There's no such thing, friends. This is racism. No, ask Leon Trotsky. It's not racism. It's an issue of law, not color. Remember what none other than Martin Luther King said during the civil rights marches? He said, "You're not to judge men by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." That's what we're talking about here, friends. I'm showing you the character of those that mean to come into the United States of America and conquer. That's what I'm talking about. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. Friends, can you make this stuff up? But you have none other than the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi. What's the point of enforcing immigration laws? Wow. And then we have point man President Donald Trump releasing 196,000 illegal aliens back into the cities of America. And by the way, you didn't hear a peep about that, did you? No, you didn't. Because you haven't figured out the game that you're the pawn on the table, friends. And they're playing you at will. You're not laughing at them. They're laughing at you. This is craziness what's going on here, right? 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population in Belgium. Why do they put up with them? Now, every one of these countries, from Denmark to Germany to Sweden to England and Wales to Belgium and the UK, isn't it interesting? Every single one of those countries gave way first to the gay agenda. Because that's how communists dominate. Demoralize. First, demoralize. Oh, by the way, I can't forget statistics in the United States of America. 91.4% of Muslim refugees in America are on food stamps. Did you agree to that, America? Americans that are working out there like I am, did you agree that your tax dollars would go and be reallocated to a people that mean to conquer you and your country? Because I didn't. 91.4% Muslim refugees are on food stamps in America. You ready for this one? 68.3% of the Muslims in the United States of America are on cash welfare. I also want to let you know, too, under the guise of 9/11, September 2001, Muslim migration has doubled in the decade since 9/11, and 60% of migrants that have come to America are in favor of Sharia law. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 through 68. You heard me right. Mosques have grown 74%. Went from 2,100 in the United States of America to 3,000. John Guandoli, former FBI, equated mosques to the likes of military bases. I guess America is now starting to get a little taste of their own medicine concerning what we've allowed corrupt politicians to do to their countries, in all fairness to the truth. Okay? I can go on statistically talking about those that are coming across from the southern border. But for the sake of time, friends, I need you to understand what's happening here. Other countries are deporting these Muslims that American politicians are alluring into your country. And it's a lesson to learn from those of Oslo, Norway, friends. Because now they're deporting them. We're going to come right back. We're going to be talking about part two, Heidelberg Man, Nebraska Man, the Piltdown Man, the Peking Man, the Nathandrol Man.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former New York City Police Department detective who appeared before Congress 2 weeks ago seeking funds for 9/11 victims has died. John Clements reports.
Luis Alvarez, who served 20 years as a U.S. Marine, then with the NYPD, had spent 3 months at Ground Zero after 9/11, has died from cancer at the age of 53. Alvarez appeared on Capitol Hill on June 11th, seeking funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
In a statement from his family, they declared, "We told him at the end that he had won his battle by the many lives he had touched." I'm John Clemens.
Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just covering what we can with the time allotted. Again, want to thank you for making us the number two, number one show over the weekend on Genesis Communication Networks. If you go over to Genesis Communication Network Live, you will see for yourself as to where you have put us, and we totally appreciate your trust. For you to make us the number two show and the number one show during the week is just blow away to me, and I totally appreciate your trust. Not many phone calls. I know we're dumping a lot of information on you. I remember talking to my brother one time, and I just said to him, I said, you know, for all the people that we know during this time we were on Sandlin Communication, by the way. And I said, for all the people that we know that are personally listening to the radio shows, because we had street teams all over the five-state area, and people would listen in, and they'd say hey to Bradley for us, we're listening, so on and so forth. And by the way, that the media responded to us, literally attacking us 2 and 3 times a week, which they're still doing, just got attacked again by Right Wing Watch, which is a communist organization subversive to American government, and another liberal, lawless group trying to advocate for the gay agenda that we're exposing with the use of the law that they hate. With that said, what I need to do is I need to get over to this topic here really quick, because if I don't, I'm going to lose track. But again, I just wanted to tell you thank you for making us the number two show on Genesis Communication Networks and number one. Again, that just it's a exhibition of how many people are paying attention to what's being said here. And again, not a lot of phone calls. And again, you know what's interesting, friends, is for 17 years. 18 years. How long I've been on radio? I got to clarify this sooner or later. But for all the years that we have been on radio, never, when I give out statistics and when I make reference to the Word of God and I make reference to the Constitution, I've never had anybody dispute. And if they have, that's all I do is make reference to the Constitution on that bedrock called the Bible. And this is why, you know, I do a whole show, friends, on all these people that continuously attack the ministry, but they're afraid to call in. Even these criminal politicians, many of them won't get on the radio with us because we're making reference to the law that shows you, America, how crooked they are. So, with that said, in moving forward, because I do want to get to this, and it's that important, and I love the topic. I really do love the topic. We're going to get over to this Nebraska man, Piltdown man, Peking man. But before I do that, I want you to listen to this analogy. It's called, Do You Have to See Him to Believe Him? One day, a six-year-old girl was sitting in a classroom, and the teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. By the way, this used to be illegal to teach in America up until 1968. The teacher was going to explain evolution to the children. The teacher asked a little boy, this is the teacher talking to Tommy, asking the questions, do you see the tree outside, Tommy? Tommy said, yes. The teacher said, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes. Teacher said, go out and look up and see if you can see the sky. Tommy said, okay. He returned a few minutes later. He said, yes, I saw the sky. The teacher asked, did you see God? Tommy said, no. Teacher said, that's my point. We can't see God because he isn't there. He doesn't exist, right? As if to suggest a building doesn't have a builder. A painting doesn't have a painter. And creation doesn't have a creator. Okay, common sense comes into play here, right? Well, a little girl spoke up and wanted to ask the boy some questions. The teacher agreed, thought that the student would be all in favor of the indoctrination and propaganda falling from the lips of the teacher. Well, the teacher agreed, and the little girl asked the boy, Tommy, do you see the tree? Tommy said, yes. The little girl asked, Tommy, do you see the grass outside? Tommy said, yes. He was getting sick and tired of answering the same questions. He didn't know what this little girl was leading to. The little girl said, did you see the sky? And Tommy said, yes, I seen the sky. The little girl then said to Tommy, do you see the teacher, Tommy? The little girl said, again, do you see the teacher? And Tommy said, yes, I see the teacher. The little girl asked, do you see her brain? Tommy said, no. The little girl responded with, then according to what we were taught today in school, she must not have one. Hey, folks, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. But I want to tell you something, friends. This is what they want you to believe, okay? Coming from the scientists, and keep in mind, friends, according to Webster's 1828 dictionary, science is the study of creation. Keep in mind, scientists, when they discover that which God created, want to get God out of the equation so they can take praise unto themselves. Furthermore, it doesn't belong to them, but it belongs to our Creator. They want you to believe in something that they've created out of a jawbone of a human being. It's called Heidelberg Man. Also keep in mind, these said scientists want you to believe that these findings, friends, were from billions and billions of years ago. I'm sorry. They want you to believe that these findings were, well, they were recently discovered, and these bones are so old that they're millions and millions of years ago. Yeah, that's how old these bones are. And they want you to take it for face value. Okay. Also keep in mind, they can't get the number straight. Oh, we've been here. The earth has been here for billions and billions and billions of years. Oh, the earth has been here for 32 million. Oh, I'm sorry, 56 million. I'm sorry, 105 million years. I mean, folks, they're confused. They want you to understand what they themselves don't understand. And going fast forward, these are also the people that want to tell you, like, through global climate change, which is completely contrived, which we were exposing yesterday, that if we don't hurry up and do something about what's coming in 10 years, in 20 years, in 100 years, well, then we have just forsaken our children. We've left them to doom and nothing but gloom. I want you to think of this. Man can't cure the common cold. I want you to think about this. Man can't cure baldness. And the simplest of things that you would think that these intellectual giants could, you know, create a cure for, they can't do that. And also keep in mind, these are the people that want to tell you what's coming up down the road, but they can't even predict the weather to be accurate today or yesterday. We were in California last week. Out of the 2 weeks we were there, I don't think they got the weather right one time. But they want you to believe what they say. And if it sounds a little scrambled, well, rest assured, friends, I'm trying to do my best to stay on the path that they created, which is scrambled and broken. There's no links. Okay? They have something called the Heidelberg Man. Did you know, and this is what they're teaching kids in public school illegally, okay? It was built from a jawbone that was conceded by many to be quite human. Whoa, that's pretty profound. Or what about this one? They want your kids to believe in the Nebraska Man. And keep in mind, friends, the joke's on you, okay? These are the people that profess themselves to be wise. But yet we look at them and understand that what Scripture tells us, that they are in fact the fools. Read Romans 1:22 when you get a moment. But Nebraska Man was scientifically built up from one tooth and later found to be the tooth of an extinct pig. Oh, what about this one? Piltdown Man. Really? Wow, these are some pretty significant creative names. Piltdown Man. Piltdown Man is the jawbone which turned out to belong to a modern ape. You know, that they want to equate human beings to. You know what's interesting, friends? The other day I seen a woman at the airport, and she was pregnant. And it's interesting how Scripture tells us that God created man, and He created woman, male and female. And that they would come together, and they would produce children. And I thought to myself, these people are the ones that want you to believe that we just blew into existence. But there's nothing before our eyes that actually teaches us concerning what God has created. I was born from the union between my dad and my mom. And so are you. I bet you had a dad and your mom. But again, they want you to believe that they just blew into existence. No. I see how we came into existence. I have 5 children. I understand how it all works. And they didn't just blow into existence. They came into existence the exact way that the Lord, in detail, described as to how they would be brought into the world. But again, these scientists, man, they want you to believe what they have to say. Folks, they are fools. They can't answer the most commonsensical questions in any sense of the word. And for in many cases, friends, you need to understand, they know that they're lying to you. Because they trust that you're going to be stupid enough to believe what they have to say. That's a fact. A Piltdown Man is the jawbone which turned out to belong to a modern ape. Folks, would this not come from the very mind of the enemy that continuously mocks the living God? Of course it does. We have Peking Man. Ooh, sounds a little oriental. Well, we're told by scientists that the Peking Man is over 500,000 years old. Well, how do they gauge that? Wow, that's interesting. Oh, by the way, all evidence has conveniently disappeared. Okay, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you a couple more. We got Nathanael Man. Ooh, can't wait to check this guy out. And then we got Cro-Magnon Man. Oh, wow. And then we have the modern man, because it's this genius that thinks we came from a monkey. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, tearing down the idols of our fathers in which they have tolerated and are guilty of creating. Because this is what's being taught in public schools today. We were exposing global warming yesterday. You found out that the narrative that they're trying to set today was actually the same talking points and the same narrative that was set back in November of 1922, America. And what it is, it's a tax to further enslave your children. Okay? And now we're talking about, well, none other than, well, evolution. You know, the scientists want you to believe in what they say. The Heidelberg man and Nebraska man and the Piltdown man and the Peking man and Nathaniel man. Let's get to him, Nathaniel man. At the International Congress of Zoology in 1958, Dr. A.G.E. Cave said his examination showed that the famous Nathaniel skeleton found in France over 50 years ago. You ready for this? Oh, my goodness, this is pretty significant, friends. This is profound. Listen, the Nathaniel skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis. Whoa. Really? What? Wow, this is crazy, because when they make mistakes, we never hear about how they correct their mistakes. Did you know that in the United States of America, there's attorneys waiting for dads and moms that find textbook errors in public schools? Did you know that you can bring it to them and it won't cost you a dime? And they have to, by law, correct their textbooks? And all the stuff that I'm telling you right now is what they're teaching today in public schools. They can't verify a thing that they have to say, friends. Okay? Cro-Magnon man. Here's another one. One of the earliest and best established fossils is at least equal in physique and brain capacity as modern man. So what's the difference? Friends, when I think of George Whitefield, thank you, Lord, George Whitfield, he was a great, he was a field preacher. He also went to the colleges to preach. He was also supported by our forefathers, one of them being Ben Franklin, concerning his ministry. And it's interesting because George Whitfield, the great awakening preacher, said this once. He said, man left to himself is half beast and half devil. Is that true? After what I just went through in definition and what fallen man has created, friends, is it true what George Whitfield said? Man left to himself is half beast and half devil. It's exactly right. They continuously spit against heaven. If I had time, friends, I could go back and actually expose some of those that are responsible for evolution. When a conversation comes up about evolution to me, I always tell my wife this. I wouldn't even go there in the sense of debate. I will show people how stupid they look and stupid they are and how unabashed they are to promulgate what they know that they don't believe in, just like I am right now. Folks, the fact of the matter is Darwin didn't even believe what these people are advocating for. Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. By the way, do you know where this all came from, America? Well, I'm about ready to show you right now. This all came from President Eisenhower. This is how it started. I'm sure it started out innocently, right? Those that advocate to sow seed that is from beneath and not from above, there's nothing innocent about it. Because the fact of the matter is we're going to reap the harvest one way or another, and we better make sure that the seed is the one that Jesus Christ himself plants and not what we think is a good idea. Listen to me, friends. Do-gooders, let me say it that way. Do-gooders aren't doing good. Remember Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 7, he said, when I would do good, I see that evil is present with me. You better make sure it's the Holy Ghost dropping those thoughts. You better make sure that you know the doctrine, John 17. You better make sure that you study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, so you can follow him who said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And we want that life, and we want it more abundantly, do we not? I'm going over to Colossians right now, and I want you to listen to this, because we were warned in several portions of Scripture as to what we are to beware of, okay? And I'm going there. Hang on one second now. This is live. I'm just getting this download right now as I'm speaking to you by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost, who is alive forevermore. And it tells us this, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands and nourishment ministered and knit together increaseth with the increase of God. Okay, so in other words, we need to stick to the word. We need to stick to the infallible, immutable, unchangeable word of God. Because there and there alone it is safe. Outside of that, we're going to get in trouble. Do we want to get in trouble? Absolutely not. And let me go on to another bit of a download that I'm getting right now. And this is also in Colossians. It's been a day, friends, let me tell you. It has been a day. And if I don't find this right now, I'm going to go on and highlight. And I know it's right in front of my face. It's in front of my face, friends. Oh, rest assured, it's in front of my face right now. And I'm looking up and down Colossians right now. And usually I have these things just quickening me in remembrance. And yeah, ordinances, I will go to 3, and I don't think we're past that. If not, friends, I will clean this up tomorrow in thought. Because we are to beware of these things. We're called to beware. we're warned, we're admonished to be aware of the things that are being thrown down on us today in a major way. And yet it's the professed Christians and the patriots and or the conservatives that are dropping their kids off at the 86% ratio to public schools to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government that is behind all of this. Okay? That is a fact. Here, this is what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'll get back to that on another day. I will clean that up. In 1959, President Eisenhower asked Congress for $1 billion for the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare's New American Education Fund for the promotion and publication of the new, listen carefully, friends, the new science of evolution. The new science. Yeah, yeah. In other words, the publication of man's propaganda of evolution. $10,500,000 was given to the National Science Foundation for the new 9-part theme curriculum teaching evolution. The NSF provided the Biological Sciences Curriculum Study, the acronym BCSC, with the funds to provide the textbooks to public schools. I do a whole show, friends, on showing you the errors that have been planted in public school textbooks by design. A number of words in 1950 concerning evolution in textbooks was 2,000 to 3,000 words. Okay. A little leaven will leaven the whole lump. Look at how it grows. Because in 1963, it went from 2,000 to 3,000 words in 1950 to 33,089 words again in 1963. Does anybody pay attention to the fact that dictators always teach evolution? Why? Because like it tells us in Isaiah 14, the enemy wanted to usurp the throne of God. And we know what Scripture tells us, and we're here to tell the enemy of our souls that you are a defeated foe. And you've been cast down from heaven because you're jealous. You mean to usurp your Creator. The decline since 1963 reflects the overall downward trend of textbooks and their content. The percentage of text devoted to evolution has not diminished. It has, on the other hand, increased. Like I said to you yesterday, friends, just think. Those that are in government today, those that are in the pulpits in America today, guess what they're teaching? Guess what they've been taught 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 years previous to them taking occupancy of the capacity in which they now operate. Don't tell me it's not dangerous. Don't tell me what this is about, friends, because you're dealing with it today. And it's absolutely astounding as to the harvest that we're seeing come forward in so many ways and on so many fronts today. Folks, we love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Again, we love you by what we do. I love people by the love of God that's been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost that's been given unto me enough to tell them the truth. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.